The Dirt on Dirt. I discovered dirt at 6 months old, the moment I crawled off a blanket and onto the warm earth. My chubby little fingers grabbed for the texture of it, and into my mouth the dirt went. Think about it. Nothing and none of us on the planet would be alive or thrive without dirt. I will capitalize the D in dirt because to me it is sacred. It is the living skin of the earth. From dirt we came and to dirt we go. The dirt, the waters, the air, the sun, and the plants are nature's living soul. We can't survive without nature, but nature can survive without us. This is the rude awakening of the 21st century. This world is a garden, a global garden in need of respect. It's time to encourage all peoples, governments, corporate pirates, militaries, the jobless, and the cyber children to walk outside in our worldwide garden, kneel down, and touch the holy dirt. I'm sure the spiritual shift needed is grounded in the dirt. A tree can live for thousands of years with its evolved immune system, but not so with stocks, bonds, and derivatives. Governments, religions, and overlords come and go, but the dirt is always here. We fight over dirt, blow it up, radiate it, draw boundaries on it, sell it, pave it, drive on it, farm it, defecate on it, exploit it, spray pesticides on it, cover it with asphalt and concrete for mile after mile. And yet, we don't acknowledge it as having rights or intelligence. But it does, because it is alive. Take a handful, smell it, and look at it under a microscope. Dirt is you. You are dirt. It is the foundation for all living things. A headline read, "Dirt Exposure Boosts Happiness." Researchers at Britain's Bristol University treated lung cancer patients with friendly bacteria found in soil, otherwise known as dirt. The patients reported feeling happier and had an improved quality of life. Where are the happiest places in the world? Studies show in our gardens. There's an old saying, want to be happy for a year, get married. Want to be happy for life, grow a garden. Gardening is the number one happiness skill, say happiness experts. Along with counting your blessings and hugging friends and family, even in one of the unhappiest places in the world, when asked what made them happy, the citizens agreed that their locally grown fruits and vegetables were one of their few happiness sources. Now that is what I call a happy meal. I have this dream. I have this dream of seeing a dirt flag flying on every flagpole in the world. Imagine a new movement in our institutions. We interrupt this old programming of fear, greed, BS, and mayhem with the one and holy true dirt. Imagine gifting the next 7 generations with a new pledge of allegiance. We pledge allegiance to the dirt, one earth, unpolluted, with microbes, flora, fauna, pure water, and balanced habitat for all. I'm saying that again. I pledge the allegiance to the dirt, one earth, unpolluted, with microbes, flora, fauna, pure water, and balanced habitat for all. Well, eventually we all die and take a dirt nap in the endless cycle of life. Mark my last request for my funeral. When the hole is dug and the dirt and ashes to ashes bit is spoken, I hope they will sing, "We are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to get back to the dirt." So don't miss the 5-star documentary, Dirt the Movie, a story with heart and soil. Check it out at your local library. Bettina Lindsay here, celebrating Earth Day, April 22nd.